In 1993, I went to South Africa to report on its burgeoning art scene. Before my trip, I had arranged a rental car and bought a road atlas. My plane arrived late, and the airport was all but closed when we taxied to the gate. I was the only person from the flight hiring a car, and I reminded the sleepy man at the desk that I'd arranged ahead of time for one with an automatic transmission. I'm no good with the stick shift under the best of circumstances. South Africa has left-side driving, and I'm none too good at that either. I was going to be thumbing through maps as I went, and it was an era of carjackings when you had to be vigilant every time you stopped the car, ready to speed away through a red light in a threatening situation. The rental guy disappeared for 20 minutes, then came back and said, "Okay, boss, we have one automatic car." I signed the paperwork and we stepped outside, where I beheld the largest white Mercedes I had ever laid eyes on. So much for fitting in. It was still illegal for white people to enter the black townships, and when they did so nonetheless, they were usually accompanied by a black person who knew the way around, since there were no maps of these districts. One day, I went to Soweto to interview a painter. He met me at the township entry and guided me to his studio. When we finished, he said that the way back out was so simple, I could drive by myself. I headed off according to his directions and was getting along rather well until I heard a siren behind me and saw a policeman signaling me to pull over. He came up to my window and announced, "You were speeding." I apologized and mentioned that I'd seen no posted speed limit. White South Africans had a reputation for being condescending to black policemen, but I was respectful and apologetic. The policeman said, "Wait here. I'm getting my supervisor." 10 minutes later, another police car pulled up, and the supervisor got out and approached my window. "You were speeding," he said. I apologized again. "You're not from here, are you?" he said. "I'll get my commander." After another 10 minutes, a third police vehicle drove up. "You were speeding," the commander said. I apologized.